techies and non-techies, anyone and everyone that has a dream.
Our host, Rohit Chandra, himself has started several companies in Silicon Valley, raised millions of dollars in equity financing, and has inventions that are currently being used by hundreds of millions of users on the web.
Welcome. My name is Rohit Chandra, and I am the founder of a micro-information service on the web called Rohit.com, a service that I hope will one day transform the way you use the web. Yes, it's called Rohit.com. Tune in to KLOK 1170 every Saturday at noon, and we'll talk about everything it takes to build a company. Idea, recruiting, incorporation, market, bootstrapping, venture capital, intellectual property, and more. Tech businesses and non-tech businesses. We'll hear stories from people like you and me who have done this successfully. Call in and ask specific questions or generic questions and engage in a stimulating discussion about building a company. Sunna na bhuliye, har Saturday, dopehar 12 baje. Every Saturday at 12 noon.
बस इतना सा ख्वाब है, बस इतना सा ख्वाब है।
Sapne Salamat, doston. Sapne Salamat. Welcome back. It is Saturday. It is noon. And it is time for another episode of Sapne Salamat. We are back in the studios today. We've got a fantastic guest in the studios today. We've got a fantastic woman entrepreneur who has come out and is going to talk to you about her experiences in life. And as you know by now, this is a show about living out your dreams. So this is a four-time entrepreneur, and she's going to talk about her personal experiences, her professional experiences. I think, as we've mentioned before, this is a show about living out your dreams and helping you realize your dreams. More often than not, we take this in the flavor of entrepreneurship. Today, we're going to do a mix of entrepreneurship and personal sapne. So anyways, folks, as you know, this is a show that's dedicated to anyone with a dream. This is a show for entrepreneurs, for dreamers, for investors, technical people, and non-technical people. Anyone and everyone that has a dream. As you also know, this is a non-commercial show, so no money has been paid and no money has been received for anybody to make an appearance on today's show. The singular goal is to promote entrepreneurship and help you realize your dreams. So think of this as a helpline for startups and for living out your dreams. If you have a question or a comment related to startups, if you have a question, comment related to living out your dreams, we'll try to address it. If we cannot address it, we'll try to defer it to somebody who can. So feel free to call in at 408-912-KLOK. And callers, please make sure to turn down the radio when you call. So anyways, quick recap of what we've talked in the past. We've talked about how to raise money. We've done the anatomy of a startup. We've talked about viral marketing. We've talked about how to create buzz for your company. We've had a bunch of celebrity guests, serial entrepreneurs, professors of entrepreneurship, and more. And we also talked about the benefits of doing an MBA and how it ties in to their entrepreneurial life. You can catch podcasts. You can catch archives of prior shows at rohit.com/radio. That's rohit.com/radio. As usual, folks, feel free to challenge me. I've known to have made mistakes before, and I'm sure I'm going to make some more head. And now I'm going to introduce you to Sucheta Kapuria. Sucheta, welcome to the show.
Very good.
Thanks for coming out, Sucheta. So, Sucheta, let me give you a quick snapshot. Well, you know what? Let's build the story. Let's not give them a snapshot. How do you feel about that?
Pretty good.
Okay, good. So, tell us a little bit about who you are. Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born and raised in India.
Okay. Whereabouts?
In UP, in a small town, Moradabad, famous for brassware.
Famous for brassware, indeed. In fact, I remember I've actually been to Paris, and this, you know, they sell those Eiffel Towers at the bottom of the Eiffel Tower. Those they're all made in Moradabad.
Yes.
So I actually even asked those guys, where do you got them from? And you get these souvenirs that you think you're getting from France. Actually, they're coming back home in Moradabad. So famous, okay. And so after that, you went to the University of Agra, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you study there? What was that about?
No, I was in Moradabad. The colleges were affiliated to the University of Agra.
Okay.
Because as you know, Agra University has no campus.
Right.
It's just an office, and thousands of colleges are affiliated with the University of Agra. It's the largest in the UP.
There's this big, massive red fort-like building in Agra. I've seen that, and that I always thought was the University of Agra.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So, well, I had my BA in Sanskrit and Political Science. Then I did
Sanskrit
my master's.
Sanskrit and Political Science. Interesting combination. And then you did your master's?
In English Literature.
Okay. Even more interesting.
And another master's in Psychology.
Okay. So Political Science, Sanskrit, English Literature, Psychology.
And then Law, because my father was a lawyer and I wanted to go into administrative services.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get all round.
When you say administrative services, you're talking the Indian Civil Services.
Yes. IAS. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And how old were you by the time you'd done your BA Pol Science, BA Sanskrit, MA English Literature, MA Psychology, and LLB?
23 and a half.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
I started my education from grade 6. So before that, I was homeschooling by my mother.
Oh, is that right?
And straight away, when I was 7 and a half, she admitted me and my brother, who was 2 years older than me, so to both of us in 6th grade. And that was it.
And how old were you when you were in 6th grade?
7 and a half.
But no way. No way.
I knew everything. I was smarter than my brother.
At 7 and a half, you were in 6th grade in India. I've never heard of this before. This is the first.
No, actually, my mother was the mayor of the city and she was chairman of the education committee.
Oh,
so yeah. By the time I reached high school, she had to go all the way to Lucknow, the capital of UP, to get a special permission for me so that I could appear in high school.
Oh, even the mayor has to get special permissions, huh? Okay. And what else were you doing while you were in school?
Well, I was good at debating.
Okay.
Dance, drama, mono acting. I used to copy people a lot and just do instant mono acting. So I was very popular with that.
Huh.
Girls Scout.
Yeah.
And there was after 1962 war, they introduced National Cadet Corps.
Yes, NCC.
So NCC. And I was really good at NCC, especially in shooting.
Interesting. Interesting. I better make sure to stay out of trouble with you. And so, okay, let's jump ahead. So what happened? How did you leave Moradabad?
I was preparing for IAS and I did not want to get married. That was my dream, that I want to become IAS officer.
Okay.
Because after I did my master's in psychology, in my college, they opened postgraduate in psychology and my principal offered me the job of a professor, I mean, lecturership. And my family asked me to go there and I said, I don't want to become a teacher.
Yeah.
So I went there, they offered me the job and I said, look, I came here because my sister sent me here, but I want to go for IAS, so I don't want to become a teacher.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I came back. And but as luck had it, that one of my father's clients told my father, oh, your daughter is of manageable age and my brother-in-law is coming from England. He just finished his degree in engineering and we are looking for a decent daughter. And, you know, I mean, that will be a good match and your daughter will get to go abroad and all that. I was totally against marriage, but somehow as luck had it, it happened. And my ex came to India for 10 days. The very next day he came to see me. Next week, we were engaged. The same week, we were married. And the next week, within 10 days, I came to England. With a strange man in a strange country, did not know anything.
And how did that work out?
Unfortunately, it didn't work out. He already had somebody for him in England. He didn't want to get married. He said that his parents forced him into his marriage. So he told me that I had 2 weeks' time to get a job and get an apartment. Because
When did he tell you this?
In the plane.
Oh, so you're a new bride flying out.
Yes.
And on the plane, he tells you that I really don't want to be living with you.
Yep.
That's tough.
It was a shock because I was the youngest of 7 siblings and I was the darling and the spoiled one. Everybody loved me in college, university, I mean, all over the neighborhood, all my relations, my family. And here, all of a sudden, you know, I'm not loved. The guy that I thought that Prince Charming will come one day and take me away with him. And that was total disaster. But anyway, I thought that, look, I cannot go back to India. I'm already 10,000, 8,000 miles away. So I took that challenge. And somehow, it's a long story, but I did manage to get a job because I had finished my law degree. And I had training under my father because he was a very senior attorney and he had like 10, 15 junior lawyers working for him. So I used to go to court and do everything with him. So On the one hand, my luck was bad, but on the other hand, my luck was working. So there was this opening with a law firm. The senior partner had died, and junior partner offered me a job. So I became an affiliated solicitor with a law firm.
Oh, so you became a solicitor in England?
Solicitor in England.
Lovely.
And I used to go to court and do all the cases, and I was very, very successful there.
Fantastic. And now what happens?
Then he decided to move to Canada. So I came to Ottawa.
So wait, but you're still living with this man?
Yes.
Okay.
18 months I lived with him. He wanted to move to Canada, so we came to Ottawa. In 1975, August of 75. And I found out that my law degree was, they will not recognize, so I could not practice law in Canada. I had to go back to law school all over again. I didn't want to spend 4 years, so somebody suggested I should do master's in urban and regional planning because that will be a good combination.
Yeah.
So I, from University of Ottawa, I did my master's degree. So this was one more master's degree that I accumulated.
Okay, so for my own, I'm taking notes here. So you have a BA, you have two MAs, you have a law degree, and now you take another master's degree in urban and regional planning. Excellent. You're like the most qualified woman I know at this point. But now what do you do with that?
I got a job with the city of Ottawa as a planning technician, and then I was a legal planner for the city. I was writing all the bylaws. I was a liaison between building inspection, planning, and legal department.
Yeah.
And I was writing all the parking bylaws and zoning bylaws and consolidating the bylaws for the last 10 years.
Okay.
It was a humongous task, but I did it.
So you did this for 10 years?
No, for the last 10 years. The bylaws were all scattered.
Okay, so they'd been scattered for the 10 years, so you sort of came in and decided to consolidate all of that.
Yes.
Okay. And?
And I was established very well. I was just directly responding to the deputy mayor, Marion Duar. She was a woman, and she really liked me a lot. And she encouraged me to run for supervisor from the downtown Ottawa.
Oh, so they wanted you to become a politician in Ottawa. Excellent.
Representing the Asian population. But I was there. But my ex wanted to move to California.
So when did you split up? So you're already split up by this time?
I did after like 6 or 8 months. It was too much. So then I left him and went back to India to my parents.
Okay.
And he came and he brought me back, and my father sent back because it was an arranged marriage. So according to the tradition, you go and try to work it out with your husband.
Yeah.
So I came back. When I came back, he became all the more abusive, and he used to torture me a lot. So I thought that I have no choice but to live with him. So I compromised with my life, but outside I was a very successful woman.
Yeah.
And at home I was his slave.
Sad. Okay. What happens after Ottawa?
After Ottawa, he decided to move to California. But I had to finish up everything because the project that I was working, you know, for consolidating the bylaws, so I had to stay there. And I had to sell the house and everything. He moved, and I stayed there for another 6 months. And I had not finished my master's degree there also. I had finished it, but I still had to defend my thesis. I had not gotten the degree yet.
Yeah.
Because by then, I was working full-time, and I was taking courses in the evening.
Yeah.
So then finally, I moved to California and went back and defended my thesis. And I did earn my master's degree from University of Ottawa. And came to California, and there they recognized my law degree. So I went to University of Santa Clara to take, because they said that all I have to do is take California bar exam. So I wanted to familiarize myself with California law. So I took several courses in U.S. law, constitution law, real property, and community property, and civil procedure, criminal procedure.
Right.
And passed my bar exam. I was off counsel with a law firm.
Yeah.
And was very successful as a corporate attorney.
Okay.
I was working with a law firm in Santa Clara as of counsel.
Interesting.
And worked there for a couple of years. And then my ex said, no, I should start a business because his father always wanted
a
business.
But he was still not your ex. You were still together.
We were still living together.
Okay.
And then I started a business in 1982.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to take a break right now. And then we're going to pick up and start talking about your business journeys.
Good.
Why?
Because everything I highlight is automatically saved and clipped for me.
So, what's the benefit?
What's the benefit, you ask? Let me tell you. everything I highlight is automatically filed for me. So for example, if I'm doing a search for something using Google or whatever, typically I have to go through several pages. And on each page, there is only a part of the page that I'm interested in. I just highlight the portions of the page that are of interest to me. Rohit automatically behind the scenes saves all my highlights for me. I can then just go and see everything in my collection on one page.
That sounds pretty nifty.
Yeah, get this. I can then further cherry pick and combine them. What that does is, it shows me all the underlying pages with highlights as one page.
Wow! Okay, I am impressed. How do I sign up? What does it cost?
Ha! Get this. It's all free and you don't even have to sign up or fill out any registration forms.
Sweet! Okay, I'm going to go download it right now.
Cool! By the way, thought I'd mention, there is no download requirement either.
This is too good to be true.
Try it. What have you got to lose? Rohit is fabulous.
Highlight the web. Go Rohit.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners. Vinu Prashar has more than 20 years of experience in taxes, finance, and accounting for individuals and for businesses. Work with the best round the year for major life events, tax planning, and tax filing. Expect excellent service, quality, trust, and integrity, all at a good value. You can reach Vinu at 650-722-2021 or on the web at www.prasharcpa.com.
Vinu Prashar, CPA, is an accounting and tax professional and a member of AICPA and CalCPA.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners.
If you like our show, make sure to tell your friends the time to tune in Saturdays at noon every Saturday on 1170 AM. There's a Sacramento home for rent in Sacramento, a completely remodeled, brand new two-bedroom split-level townhome, has central heat and air conditioning, and is beautifully maintained, and it shows. If you see it, you will love it. Call 916-674-2540 to schedule a time to see it. Modesto Home for Rent in Modesto, a totally remodeled, huge, and spacious three-bedroom single-family home with a huge front and backyard, new carpets, new shower, tub, new windows, and lots of other upgrades. Mention this ad and get $100 off your first month's rent. If you see it, you will love it. Call 916-674-2540 to schedule a time to see it.
Have you ever received a link to a web page in your email? Or have you ever shared a web page with anyone? Do not copy and paste and go through all the extra effort to show them what's relevant. Why not highlight the web page before you send it or share it? Just type rohit.com before any web URL. That's rohit.com/google.com, and your mouse cursor instantly changes to a highlighter pen. Just select any text and see it instantly get highlighted in color. And it automatically gets a tiny URL that will take any visitor directly to the highlights on the page. It neither requires anyone to register nor to install any software on their computers. Anyone can use it. It's free and fast, no fine print, and totally hassle-free. Try it out. That's rohit.com. And now let's get back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing, started several companies in Silicon Valley, and has prosecuted close to a dozen patents individually. His personalized URL patent is today in use by hundreds of millions of users. Yes, hundreds of millions of users are using an invention that was personally patented by Rohit.
Sapne Salamat, dosto. Welcome back. Sapne Salamat. We are talking today with Sucheta Kapuria, woman entrepreneur who started four companies. Sucheta, welcome back. So we were talking about the fact you moved from India to UK and UK to Ottawa. And from Ottawa, you're now in the process of moving to California. How does that come about?
I was following my ex-husband wherever he because I was thinking that, no, if I please him, whatever he does, if I do, maybe my marriage will work. Maybe one day he would start loving me. So
he was not your ex-husband at this point. You're still married. You're still your husband.
I'm still married. I'm still, because I left him and I came back.
Yeah.
He brought me back. So this is the message that I want to give to women, that if your marriage, give your marriage 6 months to 2 years, and if it doesn't work, do not stay in marriage. Because here I am speaking with experience. I stayed with this guy for 27 long years in a very abusive and torturous marriage. So nobody should do that. You can do on your own. You have to be brave. You have to believe in yourself. You should have confidence in yourself. And you can do whatever you want. But you do not have to stay in the marriage if it doesn't work, because it's never going to work. So I followed him to California. Now I have to start my career all over again. I was well established in UK, then I was well established in Ottawa, Canada, and now here I have to start all over again. So I took some courses in law, did pass my bar exam, I was practicing as a corporate attorney, and then again, he got the itch that I should start a business because he wanted to retire. And blood is in my law, so I wanted to stay with my law, so I said, okay, fine, maybe I'll start a business and then I'll go back to my law. But I could never go back because I started my first business. It was in computer because he was an engineer. I did not know ABC of computers. I thought hardware is utensils. But I so I learned by doing. Yeah. Okay? So do not be scared if you do not know anything. Oh, what can I do? It's a totally different field for me. I have no idea. What can I do? If you have a motivation and desire to learn, you can do anything. You can turn around. And believe me, women, I am for the cause of women, you know. I believe in the power of women. Matri Shakti, Istriyan, are Shakti. And that power you should have in yourself. And you have to evoke that power in yourself. And you can do anything. And that's what I did, you know. I stayed with my spirituality. I said, Sucheta, you have to live with this man. But you have to, you know, realize your own dream. You have to be your own person. So that, no, I mean, you don't think about him. You do your work and you become successful. And you make be happy about yourself. So I started this business from my garage. I did not have any money. I borrowed $35,000 on my house, on my mortgage, and placed an ad in Byte magazine and PC magazine, full page colored ad. And within first month, I paid it all off. I used to call the customer. When the customers will call me to ask questions, I did not know anything. I'll write it down. I'll ask them to spell it for me. And they'll spell it for me. I'll write it down. Then from the vendors, you know, I'll call their customer service department. I'll ask them the very same questions. And I'll say, please don't think that I'm an idiot. I'm a novice at this. But please tell me about this. And they'll tell me. I'll write down the answers.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back to the customers. I'll call them and give them the answers.
Yeah.
And the customers will be so amazed. My God, nobody ever calls back with the answer.
Yeah.
And that's how I bought their loyalty.
And this was a mail order business that you started, mail ordering hardware components, right?
Hardware components and software.
And software. And this was in 1982 that you started this company.
1982-83 time frame.
And that's what was the company called?
It was called MCP Applications.
I see.
Yeah, that's when the PC had just started.
Yeah.
So it didn't come with any hardware in it or any software, you know, not even DOS was there.
Right.
And it had only 64K of memory.
Yeah.
So people wanted to enhance the memory. So I used to sell them 64K chips, 250K, 256K worth of chips. Or I used to sell them DOS. I used to sell them the spreadsheet, you know, framework or DOS. It used to be Lotus 1-2-3 was the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So and the Microsoft was not there yet. It was just coming up. There used to be PFS file, PFS write, PFS word.
Right. So basically one of the lessons to be learned here is advertising works. You spent $35,000 on a full page ad in two magazines and you recovered that much money and then some within the first month of doing business where people would call you in. And you are somebody who did not know anything about this business.
Yep.
So you actually were writing down the questions that they had and you'd go back to the manufacturers and ask them the exact same question.
Yes.
And then sort of go back and spit the same answer, regurgitated back to the customer.
Yeah, and then pretty soon people thought that I'm an expert on that. So they will ask me for my advice. Okay, which hardware component, which hard drive, which floppy drive they should buy, yeah. which software they should buy. And I used to tell them this is the right one because of these things. Of course, I have written down the answers from the manufacturers.
Yeah, interesting.
It was fun.
And how long did you run this company?
Until four or five years.
For about 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
And then what finally happened to this company?
Because of a marriage, you know, I was having a lot of other problems, and there was another woman that he had gone to live with. So in between, I got two beautiful daughters whom I was raising as a single parent, and as well as I was doing the business. So when I heard that he has moved with another woman, I just dropped everything and I went to India. I took my two girls and went there for 3-4 months. And then again, you know, his family and my family got involved and they said, no, you should go back. By the time I came back, he could not run the business at all. So when I came back, the business was gone.
So you started the business. While you were gone, the business went away. And
yes.
And what was he doing throughout this period of time?
Enjoying life with the money that I had made with other women.
Wow. All right. So now what happens? So this company is gone. Now what do? You come back and find a job?
I tried to find a job, but I had been out of job and I was not qualified to get any job, you know, except going back to my
Wait
job.
Wait a minute. How can Sucheta Kapoor not be qualified with? Let me go back and look at my notes. A bachelor's degree, 3 master's degrees so far, and a law degree. You're the most qualified woman I know.
No working experience. Running the companies, yes. So I saw that opportunity that, look, people wanted to buy memory. So I thought, and by then there was PC, then XT, and then IBM AT.
Right.
And they used to make big memory boards, and memory was in short supply.
Yeah.
So I saw that opportunity and I said, well, maybe I should start selling memory, DRAMs.
Yeah.
So I started that business. I went to the DRAM manufacturers. And then what happened that for some reason, there was a big politics going on and America put sanctions on Japanese DRAMs.
Yeah.
So Korean DRAMs were coming into the market and nobody knew. So I just quickly took that distributorship and I promoted Samsung DRAMs and Hyundai DRAMs. And lo and behold, I was doing so well, you know.
So you started another company?
Yes, I started another company, Silicon Valley Technology.
And what year was this?
That was in 1986.
Okay.
And pretty soon I became the chips queen of Bay Area.
Oh, really? Fascinating. Okay, hang on. I've got a call that's been on hold for a while. We're going to grab this call and then we're going to continue talking with Sucheta Kapoorya. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi. Yeah, this is Sanjay Banerjee here.
Sapne Salamat, Sanjay.
Hi. So, Sapne Salamat.
Thank you.
I was listening to Sucheta Kapoorya's story. It was really touching. And I really want to have one question that I actually belong from the IT industry.
Uh-huh.
And of course, being an IT background, I don't have, but I have some visions.
Fantastic. But, so what is your question?
The question is, I wanted to plan a automated, grocery store where there will be no people and everything will be automated from supply chain to delivery. So how to go about that?
Wow.
I'm totally novice in that area.
It's a very open-ended question.
You know, Mr. Banerjee, I would have suggested earlier you should have gone to Thaicon. You would have met so many entrepreneurs. You should go and talk to, you know, some other entrepreneurs separately. I cannot answer. It's a long question, and it cannot be answered in just one or two sentences.
Right.
Yeah, I think what you'd probably be best of is send us a note offline to radio@ruhit.com. We'll try and connect you with somebody that might be able to shed some more light on it. But it's a very open-ended question. I don't know how to even begin to answer that question.
Yeah, so. I guess these kind of small questions I do have in mind. But the thing is, I have expertise on that area. I understand there are a couple of things involved, RFID and all those things.
I think one of the things you have to do is... You have to do your own spade work. You have to go out and see what else is out there, how you can do it and come up with that. You know, I get questions from this where people will call and say, I'm looking for a mentor. And I was actually talking to a couple of entrepreneurs earlier this week. And I said, folks, if you're looking for mentorship, if you're looking for advice, you have to ask specific questions saying that this is what I need. A broadband open question, like, you know, I want to build a company bigger than Microsoft. How do I do that? It's like, I don't know how to do that. You have to come up with an idea. You have to come up with an execution plan and you have to go and execute on that plan. So right. I don't mean to sort of shut you out, but at the same time saying, please, it's easier to answer specific questions.
Right. My question would be in this regard, that who should be contacting and what would be the right person to get me guided in that area?
Send me an email, radio@ruhit.com. We'll take it from there.
Sure. I'll do it.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sapna Salamat, you're live on air.
Yeah, hi, sir. My name is Sri. I was actually referring to the earlier call. I do have some other information, but I can actually send you an email. But a quick thing, there is a company that is already doing an RFID, and they are actually doing a pilot project for Safeway. So that's basically the electronic price tags where you don't have to actually update it every night with the sale and everything. It is automatically coming from a wireless communication. The company name is Altery. For this particular gentleman's information sake.
Great. Thank you for your call.
Not a problem.
Sapna Salamat. Okay, so we're coming back talking to Sucheta Kapuria. And 1986, you started this, and you was the chip queen of Silicon Valley. And what did the chip queen do with the kingdom?
In 1986.
Yeah.
So 87, 88, I had become very successful. And as I said, that Japanese chips, America had put sanctions on Japanese chips, so Koreans were coming into the market.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Samsung VP, Hyundai VP, they used to call me to set the price so that, you know, they could, because they are starting with a new product.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were that big that these guys were looking at you for pricing guidance.
Right. Yeah, because I had the market intelligence and they were just entering into the market.
How much revenues were you pulling in into this company?
At one time, I had gone up to $50 million.
In 1 year, in revenes?
Yes, yes.
$50 million in revenue. That's a lot of zeros.
Well, according to one statistics, I was selling like 15% of all DRAMs in the Northern California.
Wow.
So
interesting. We're going to have to take a break here. I'm going to come back and keep talking with Sucheta Kapuria. Woman entrepreneur, started 4 companies.
Oh, on the project?
Yeah, you know the projects that's due next Friday? I'm going to highlight the first 5 articles. Kathy's going to do the next 5. And can you get to the last 5?
Sounds good. I'll get on them. I'm going to do all my highlights in yellow. And can you use pink?
Yeah, then we can just combine all the highlights to create our final report.
Sure. Thanks, Ina. Will do.
Sharing your research has never been easier. Use Ruhit.com. ROOHIT.com.
Binu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners. Binu Prashar has more than 20 years of experience in taxes, finance, and accounting for individuals and for businesses. Work with the best round the year for major life events, tax planning, and tax filing. Expect excellent service, quality, trust, and integrity, all at a good value. You can reach Binu at 650-722-2021 or on the web at www.prasharcpa.com.
Binu Prashar, CPA, is an accounting a tax professional and a member of AICPA and CalCPA.
Binu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners.
Hey, Bibi, did you go through all those articles I sent you yesterday?
Itne sare kaam, ghar ka kaam karu, beti ka homework karau, kya kya karu, kab padu?
They were important articles, some on the school, the company, the community. You need to go through those.
Those are such long articles. Don't send me anything unless you highlight it.
Highlight it?
Do you not know about Ruhit? Use Ruhit and highlight.
Oh, maaf kijiye bhai. Main next time karta hoon.
Ruhit is a free, no sign up, no download web tool that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. ROOHIT.com.
If you want me to read it, use Ruhit.
To advertise on this show or to sponsor a segment, please call 408-469-4192. Folks, it's not without reason that advertisers spend about $20 billion on radio advertising every single year. So if you're recruiting, looking to give your company exposure in the technology arena, then this is the show to advertise on. Get more bang for your advertising bucks.
You can also email us at radio@ruhit.com or find us on the web at ruhit.com/radio. If you like our show, make sure to tell your friends to tune in on Saturdays at noon every Saturday on 1170 AM KLOK. Ruhit is simplifying your life online. It is one of the 25 most popular apps on Google Toolbar and has served up millions of highlighters. Visit ruhit.com to see how you can simplify your life on the web. And now let's get back to our show, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing, started several companies in Silicon Valley, and he's always looking for good people and good ideas. If you have a good idea that you are committed to, please do get in touch with him. Something you may not know about him is that he took 5 years off his life just to travel, traveling to almost 50 countries just for fun.
Sapna Salamat, welcome back, dosto. Today we are talking with Sucheta Kapuria, four-time woman entrepreneur. And I guess when we left it, your company was doing $50 million in annual sales. And now what did you do? I'm looking at my notes over here. And then you started another company.
Yes. By then, a software bug had started from India. And I saw that opportunity that people are looking for a lot of software consultants.
Yeah.
And a lot of very qualified and smart software software engineers were coming out of India. So I thought that will be a good opportunity because in the chips and manufacturing, because by then, you know, the computers were already coming with so much of memory that the market was going down in memories. So I thought maybe I'll go in software. And
So you started this company in 97?
Yes.
Interesting.
But before that, I went to Stanford University and I did my executive management program from University of Stanford Business School.
Okay, wait. So you got another master's degree and MBA from Stanford at this point, as if you didn't have enough degrees in your collection already.
No, I was good at management and I saw that opportunity that I will polish myself and get more understanding of management and get more relations.
Even though you were bringing in $50 million in revenues. Fascinating. Okay, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm going to continue talking with Sucheta. Phone number to the studios is 408-912-5565. That's 408-912-KLOK. Okay, so Sucheta, now you started the software consulting services company. And what was this company called?
Asmasoft.
And what did this consulting services, how big was this?
I started it in 97, 98 time frame, and 97 actually. And then within 2 years, I had gotten lot of clients, and I was only working with direct clients, all the semiconductor companies in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And I took it from zero to $10 million within 2 years.
How do you do that?
I used to go to the customers and I'll call. I'm one person who never gives up. And I would say, hey, I hate to be a pest, but if you want me off my back, just give me one contract. Just give me a chance to prove myself. And if you like it, you stay with me. If you don't like, just kick me out and say, Sweta, don't call me. Wow. But just give me a chance. Just try me.
Okay.
Let me prove myself.
Okay. All right. So, Sucheta, my switchboard is completely lit up over here. I've got, I don't know, as many calls as these lines can take. So I'm going to start grabbing these one at a time real quickly and going to the first call. Sapna Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi. My name is Cheryl. I have a question. I have a business plan, but my business plan is lacking the financial part of it. Is there any suggestions anybody can give me about interest-free finances?
When you're talking about interest-free finances, you're talking about business loans?
Business loans, yes. I have looked into SBA and all that other, you know, information available on the internet, but there's nothing out there that really gives interest-free financing for somebody who wants to start their own business.
Well, are you looking for venture capital? Then you'll have to give up some equity.
That's what I'm looking for, yes.
How much money are you looking to raise?
Just $50,000.
Yeah, that's not venture. That even the angels would probably not be interested in that much. So your best would be, I would say, talk to Technology Credit Union. They might be able to help you with that.
Or SBA.
She's already talked to the SBA, she just mentioned. So we had the CEO of Technology Credit Union on our show a few weeks back. go ahead and mention our show, and I'm sure they'll take good care of you. If you have more financial questions, I guess you can also talk to Veenu Prashar. She's also a fantastic resource from just financial standpoint and tax standpoint. She may not be a fantastic resource from getting a loan, but at least she might be able to connect you with other people that can help with that. And if none of that works and you still need more help, send us an email and we'll be happy to see if we can connect you with somebody else in the space.
Okay, great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, this is Sumit and Ritu, and we just called up to say hi to Sujeta Aunty. I think she knows us.
Yeah. Hi, Sumit, Ritu. So nice that you are listening. I hope you are getting something out of it.
We are getting a lot out of it. And I also have, one of my friends, Akhilesh and Neha. And Akhilesh has a question for you. Namaskar, Sujeta ji.
Sapne Salamat, Akhilesh ji.
Sapne Salamat.
Thank you. Go ahead with your question now.
A big hi to Sujeta ji, and she's really inspiring. हम लोग ये सारे दिखते रहते हैं और उन्होंने वो सच कर दिया. I think we all got ideas what she has got. Just ये कि हम लोग उसको implement नहीं कर पाते.
Right, right. I think that's sort of what we're trying to do with this show is bring on inspirational people like Sujeta that can help people like you and me get inspired, so where we can go out and live out our dreams.
Just go with your gut feeling, Akhilesh. Just don't be scared.
और एक बात मैंने आपकी नोटिस की, आपने हमेशा विजन किया कि जो चीजें आने वाली है, यू प्रेडिक्टेड इट एंड दे फेल राइट, यू टुक एन एक्शन ऑन इट. आई हैव एन आइडिया अबाउट, आई फील दैट टुमारोज वर्ल्ड इज गोइंग टू बी SaaS एप्लीकेशन, इफ यू नो, सॉफ्टवेयर एज अ सर्विस,
व्हिच इज टुडेज वर्ल्ड एक्चुअली.
इट इज टुडेज वर्ल्ड, बट टुमारो एवरीथिंग इज गोइंग टू बी SaaS. विंडोज वुड बी SaaS, योर ऑल सॉफ्टवेयर वुड बी SaaS एप्लीकेशन. Currently, Salesforce is a leader in SaaS application, and it is very costly. I envision an application which would be a freeware, and would want to start something small like a time card free application, which would be software as a service. So do you think it's a feasible model, and with advertisements only, I can sustain it and make it a bigger application? I would like to go a Google model, where software is free, but ads brings revenue.
Akhilesh, nobody can predict if it is going to be feasible or not. But unless you try and do it, just go out and try on a small basis, and you see if it works, then the sky is the limit.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Great. Thank you for your call, Akhilesh. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hello.
Hanji, Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Yeah, my name is Murli. Can I talk with each other?
Sure.
Murli, can you please turn your radio down?
Yeah, sure. Hey, this is Murli.
Yeah, hello, Murli.
Hey, Sujeta, I'm very much impressed by your track record and your success as an entrepreneur.
Thank you.
May I ask you one personal related question, not related to your entrepreneurship?
Okay, let me see.
You see, a lady of your repute and so well qualified, and you have come back from all difficulties in your personal life, challenging a very challenging husband,
mm-hmm.
who, and you have been seemingly highly exploited.
Mm.
So there may be many such women in the valley, or at least in the neighborhood.
Yep.
So my sincere suggestion or request is that, how about using all your brilliance in helping such women who are being exploited by being brought into a strange country by strange people at times, and because of, ignorant people back in India, that they want to have a lot of goodness happening for their children, unknowingly get them entangled with such difficult people in the world.
Murli, that's a great idea, but I sort of have something before even Sucheta can respond to that is, we need doers. Can you do that? Sucheta will give you the guidance. I will assure you that she will give you the guidance. Can you do that?
Sure, I'll send you a mail.
Okay.
This has been in my mind for quite some time.
Fabulous.
And with entrepreneurial qualities and leadership and, willingness to come back from the bottom, I think she would be a great leader. And she herself has a great inspiring story. And she can help other people or other women from getting so exploited.
Absolutely, yes. Murli. What a fantastic thought. I mean, I would be really, really honored if you can live through this and start doing something with this.
And sure, that's the reason, Murli, that I came out today on radio and I'm saying this to an open public, that I do want to help, and whatever help you need, I am always there 24/7.
Sure. Maybe I will contact and get your email.
Yeah, I do help out people a lot.
Thanks a lot. May I have your email again for all such people who would like to contact with you?
Yes, just send an email to radio@rohit.com and we'll connect you with Sucheta.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
No, appreciate your thoughts, Murli, and certainly appreciate the efforts that you're going to be putting into this.
Yes, just send an email to radio.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. That is great, Sucheta. So I'm glad if this gentleman can actually live through, because that helps me realize my dream, which is part of the reason why I'm doing this show and which is part of the reason why you came on today's show.
Exactly.
I know we had you mentioned some things in the beginning, and you mentioned some things when I was talking to you a couple of days earlier. And we sort of, since the show is about living dreams, we talked a lot about living dreams, but we also sort of sidestepped a lot of the other stuff which you were very explicit with me in sharing. But anyways, let's come back to talking about this latest company. So you took it to $10 million in revenues over the course of 2 years.
Yes.
And now what happens?
Then my ex was becoming really, really difficult to live with, you know. It was impossible to live with him. So finally, my daughters talked me into it and some of...
Oh, you have daughters?
I have two beautiful daughters.
Okay, congratulations.
And they're grown up now, and they said, Mommy, don't stay in this marriage because of us. Don't say that you are in this marriage because of us. Just leave this man and leave him now. So I left home in January. On January 7th, 2001, I left home.
After how many years?
Clothes. Yeah. After 27 long and torturous years of marriage. So finally, I had the guts of leaving this man. And when I was out, he fired me from my own company. And he was vigorously fighting this divorce.
How can he fire you from your company?
Because remember, I told you my aim was to please him as his aim was to demean me. So I had made him the chairman of the board and I had made him the president of the company.
Huh.
So when I left him, he told everybody in the world that Sujata has left me and she's no longer with the company. So immediately the board resigned. And
oh, so he fired you and in response to that, the board resigned?
Board resigned.
Wow.
And in that response, all the customers took away their contracts also.
Oh, joy. So this company went under.
He couldn't handle the company for even a couple of months. I just left everything. And he was fighting the divorce like crazy. He was asking me for alimony. And I could not start my business for the divorce case dragged on for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do anything until when everything was final. Then in July of 2003, I started this new company.
Okay, so you're still not done with... See, this is the interesting dichotomy that I wanted to point out to my listeners, that here is this really strong woman, here is this powerful woman who goes out, starts companies, builds companies. She's done four companies. She's taken companies to $50 million in revenue. And yet the same woman at home is a completely different person. And she's, in her words, she thinks of herself as a slave inside the four walls of this house.
Yes, and that's how he had mentally tortured me so much that's how he used to make me feel that I'm the dumbest woman, I'm the ugliest woman in this earth, and I can't do anything. So when I was out on the street after 2.5 years of divorce, I was mentally drained, I was financially drained, I had nothing, nowhere to go.
So you were back to zero, financially back to
zero? I was back to zero.
Okay. All right. Back to 0408-912-5565. I'm going to take some more calls. But before I take some more calls, so you started this new company in 2003 called SNG.
Yes.
And this is doing what? Software products? And
software consulting.
Software consulting. Okay. And what are your revenues on this?
My current revenues are $3.5
million. Wow. $3.5 million. Okay. I'm going to grab this call here real quick. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Hello, Sapne Salamat.
Yeah, I need to talk to Sucheta.
Sapne Salamat, madam. Sucheta
yes.
is right here with us.
Yes, please go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I know. So I need to talk to her. I have some questions for her.
Sure, please go ahead. What's your name?
Okay. Sucheta ji, I'm Lata.
Oh, okay.
And I'm really inspired you, and with your motive, it gave me more courage also.
Thank you.
And I know it can give me more courage to do some more, to live in my rest of my life. Because I had a similar life like you did.
Good. And if you need any help, just call me and I can help you privately.
Okay.
Sure.
Great. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
So $3.5 million in revenues yet again. So you sort of keep doing this time and time again, keep building companies. And somebody mentioned about helping. So what else do you do to help the community? Yeah.
This company I started mainly to support myself, but now my aim was to help community. So I'm involved in a lot of charities. I've always been involved in charities. In fact, no, I was right from day one, I was involved with Fremont Hindu Temple. I was the chairwoman for 6 years.
For the Hindu Fremont Temple, 6 years chairwoman. Wow. Okay.
Yes. And then I also started a new charity, Ekal Vidyalaya Foundation.
Uh-huh.
This is to help promote literacy in the remote tribal villages of India. And
when you say remote, you really mean remote.
It is remote. There are no roads, no electricity, no water, nothing. People don't even know those villages exist. They are in the interiors of jungle. You have to hike or walk 6 to 8 kilometers.
To get to the village.
To get to the village.
And how much does it cost to run these schools?
And this is solely volunteer-based organizations. It costs only $1 a day to teach 30 to 40 kids and ladies, mainly women folk. In those villages, the literacy rate in female is 8%, in male is 12%.
Wow. So let me sort of take this back for a second. It costs $1 per day to teach 40 people.
30 to 40. Kids.
So basically, you're teaching kids for 2 to 3 cents a day.
That's right. And that's what I tell people, that when you buy that can of Coke or a bottle of water from the vending machine for $1, think of 30 to 40 kids and save that money and send it to them. So only $30 for a month, $365 a year to teach 30 to 40 kids.
Okay, fantastic. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Yeah, hi. I'm hearing your program. I switched on a little late, and I heard a little bit about Sucheta-ji. I would like the full name of the lady, and is there a way to contact Sucheta-ji after the show?
Yes, caller. First of all, can you turn your radio down, please? Second of all, if you like, you can email us at radio@ruhit.com, and we will happily connect you with Sucheta. Her name is Sucheta Kapuria.
Oh, Kapuria. Okay.
Yeah. Hello, and what's your name?
My name is Mani, okay. Mani Bhandari, and I switched on a little late, and I like the enthusiasm and the energy that I am hearing in your voice, and I would like to talk to you off the air.
Definitely, I'll help you in any way. You can always contact me privately.
Mani, since you missed the earlier part of the show, we will also be putting up an archive of today's show on ruhit.com/radio. So you can
go
there.
How do you spell Rohit, R-O or R-U?
Actually, you spell Rohit with R-O-H-I-T, but the URL for this is R-O-O-H-I-T, which is Rohit.
Oh, so the email address would, could you tell me radio@ruhit.com?
That is correct.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Vani. Thank you for your call.
Sure, thanks. Bye-bye.
Great.
Hey, Bibi, did you go through all those articles I sent you yesterday?
Itne sare kaam, ghar ka kaam karun, beti ka homework karaun, kya kya karun, kab padhun?
They were important articles, some on the school, the company, the community. You need to go through those.
Those are such long articles. Don't send me anything unless you highlight it.
Highlight it?
Do you not know about Ruhit? Use Ruhit and highlight.
Oh, maaf kijiye bhai, main next time karta hun.
Ruhit is a free, no sign up, no download web tool that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. ROOHIT.com.
If you want me to read it, use Ruhit.
Did you get my email?
Oh, on the project?
Yeah, you know the projects that's due next Friday? I'm going to highlight the first 5 articles. Kathy's going to do the next 5. And can you get to the last 5?
Sounds good. I'll get on them. I'm going to do all my highlights in yellow. And can you use pink?
Yeah, then we can just combine all the highlights to create our final report.
Sure. Thanks, Ina. Will do.
Sharing your research has never been easier. Use Ruhit.com. ROOHIT.com.
Tens of thousands of bloggers have added a highlighter to their blogs. Now anyone that visits their blog can highlight any part of the blog and share it with their contacts. No one needs to install any custom software or join another new service. Add a highlighter to your blog only from Ruhit.com.
Sapne Salamat. Welcome back, dosto. To all those who find my greeting of Sapne Salamat peculiar, I'd like to share that I believe the first step towards achieving any goal is to dream. And it's only the pursuit of those dreams that will drive you to success. So, apne sapno ko salamat rakhein, kahin khone na de. Today, we are talking with Sucheta Kapuria, a powerful, strong, independent, entrepreneurial woman who started 4 companies and had a tumultuous personal life and is coming out today on the air talking about the tumultuous person's life and personal triumphs at the same time. So, Sucheta, Ekal Vidyalaya is the last thing we were talking about. You've also been involved with the Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes, I was president for 2 years and I'm on the board of director. I'm the outgoing president of Indo-American Chamber of Commerce of Northern California.
Okay.
And I'm also the patron of Santa Clara Law School because I really believe in education, so I support a lot of...
Clearly, you have like 5 or 6 degrees at this point. So, fantastic. All right, folks, we will have archives of today's show available, ruhit.com/radio. You can always get that. And if you're liking the show, if you're enjoying the show, we'd certainly appreciate it if you could go out and tell your friends about it. As we mentioned earlier, this is a non-commercial show. We're really looking to help the community out, and we hope that people can actually learn something and get something out of this, be inspired by inspirational folks like Sucheta and other phenomenal guests that we've had in the past. We are also looking for sponsors, obviously. It'd be nice if we could have somebody that could step up and sponsor parts of the show. I think this is a fantastic reach, and if anybody's looking to recruit talent, this is a good way to reach a large Silicon Valley high-tech white-collar community. And go ahead and call in. You can reach us at radio@ruhit.com, or you can reach 408-469-4192. On that note, I also have a need that we are actually looking for developers for a company that I am actually involved with. We're looking to hire a LAMP and JavaScript engineer, so Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP, and somebody with JavaScript. So if you are good with either of these skills or both of these skills, we definitely want to talk to you. This is for a position for a startup based out of Sunnyvale. And again, same email address, radio@ruhit.com. So Cheta, we are so delighted to have had you on the show. Any closing remarks you'd like to add?
Thank you so much for having me on this show. Again, I will reiterate what I said, that I really want to encourage and inspire the women folk, especially, you know, those women who have come out of India and they feel helpless. Oh, I cannot do this. Oh my God, you know, my life is worthless. You know, I'm stuck with this person or whatever problems you have. But all I would say that have faith in yourself and have faith in God. And that will take you through, because that's what people used to ask me, Sujata, what keeps you going? And I used to say, my spirituality and my 2 little beautiful girls, they would keep me going. So you can conquer any hurdle in the world if you have faith in yourself. Just keep going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny and do not stop.
Sujata, thank you for coming out on the show. Thank you for sharing this very personal story. And I'm really appreciative of it. And I'm really appreciative on behalf of all of my listeners. I know we've had a fair amount of activity, and I'm expecting a fair amount of email activity as well from other women, because a lot of people lack the courage to come out and call, even because their voice might be recognized, which is part of the reason I actually today consciously stayed away from asking the women their names, because a lot of people don't want to be personally identified. But certainly appreciate it, folks. Ruhit.com/radio. You can sign up for our newsletter, and we will keep you updated on what's happening with this. Thank you. Sapne Salamat.
Thank you for listening to KLOK 1170 AM, the Bay Area's new international community radio station. If you'd like more information on KLOK 1170 AM, just visit our website at KLOK1170AM.com. That's KLOK1170AM.com. Questions, comments, suggestions? Would you like to start your own radio program? Would you like to promote your business, product, or service? Just visit KLOK1170AM.com today.
So Kwinder Singh Jeho concert is now going to happen on June 6, 2010 at the Redwood Amphitheater, Great America, Santa Clara, 6 p.m. onwards. Hold on to your tickets. They are valid for the 6 June concert. Everyone who